One of the Giants' long-standing traditions over the years is to introduce their rookie class to some of the fun customs and rituals New York has to offer. And what better way to do that than taking in a baseball game and touring the hallowed grounds of Yankee Stadium?
It's a great opportunity to not only get these guys in the community, see what else is out there in the New York area, but we share a rich tradition with the Yankees, and it gives them the opportunity to show them the history of the Giants, give them an idea of where this all started and a tradition that they're coming into.
I mentioned to some of you a little bit ago, I'll say it again, the New York Giants actually used to play at Yankee Stadium from 1956 until 73. This is Monument Park. This is probably the most special spot, not only in Yankee Stadium, but maybe the most special spot in all of baseball. 9 years later, Lou Gehrig died, this monument was put up. Babe Ruth passed away in 1948, this monument was put up the following year. In the mid-70s, the stadium was actually closed down for 2 years, and it was renovated and rebuilt. That's actually when the Giants left. The Giants played at the old stadium for 18 years up until 1973.
I know, right? You gotta take a picture. Can you imagine, though? Like, he was right here, you know? Like, he was just,
That was cool.
There's a statue at this end of a pitcher. The pitcher is Don Larson. He threw a perfect game in the World Series in 1956, and he threw that about 3 days before the Giants came in and shaved off the pitcher's mound and set up a football field. It was before the first Giants football game ever held at Yankee Stadium. So there is a picture of the Giants getting ready to practice, and a little bit of what's left of the pitcher's mound, and Larson is standing on top of it.
Yankee fans would get their first look at Giants first-round draft pick Justin Pugh, as the rookie was honored with throwing out the ceremonial first pitch.
Every person I've talked to so far say you can't bounce it. So if anything happens, I'm going high, man. I'm going high. I'm trying to throw a strike, though. That's the main goal. You look out, we got in left field, we got the Syracuse, New York City team. So I'm feeling at home, man. I'm feeling at home. Just got to warm up. Some of these. Got you. I thought I was going to get a warm up or something. I'm going to have that cold turkey. I got you. All right, man. Here goes nothing. Thanks, man. A little high.
You got it. Nice job, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm a Cowboys fan. Take it easy.
All right. We'll see if we can change it. You know, the whole thing was just don't bounce it. I didn't bounce it. I got across the plate. I felt good. I mean, I had some confidence. CC was giving me some advice down in the dugout when I was getting warmed up. So just get across the plate, man. I got across. I'm happy. I think I did the Giants proud.
I want our guys, our rookies, to see that they are also a part of a rich tradition. I think the New York Giants have established something that few organizations in the NFL have established, and being here and seeing the 27 World Championships, I want to instill that value system, that tradition that, you know, we want to keep going. We have four, and I would hope they would want to put their name on the fifth. So it's a great opportunity for them to get the blood going and get them excited for the season to start.